Hello, my name is Thomas, and today I would like to introduce to you the time series service for Ezinga 2. Well, why a time series service for Ezinga 2? Let's say you want to store performance data from Ezinga 2 to a time series DB such as InfluxDB, and maybe you want to store a lot of performance data from Ezinga 2 to time series DB. Then, sooner or later, you will run into capacity problems, you will run low on disk space, and yeah, what can you do? Well, as always, when you run in a capacity problem, you can fight the problem with hardware, I guess. So, what will you do? You will split your data up into maybe 2, 3, or 4 nodes, or what else? Nodes. So, for the first year, you store your data in the first node. For the second year, you store your data in the second node, and so on. So, the problem is solved, you guess. Okay, that's only half of the medal. The second half is reading the data out of the nodes. That is a bit of a challenge, because you don't just want to get the raw data. You will also get some calculation, maybe some aggregation functions, some bucketing of X days or what else. Some very weird selections. So that's a challenge, and it's also a challenge for us. And we said challenge accepted. So we implement an awesome time series service. That's no problem. The architecture behind it is you have your performance data, which comes from Ezinga 2, which is stored in the InfluxDB nodes. And you have your applications, or your clients, which want to fetch these data. So the applications, they ask the time series service, please give me the data from start this and stop that date. That's all. That's as simple as it is. In one sentence, the time series service is a web service that queries performance data from multiple time series DB nodes. What are the benefits? So, first of all, it's a RESTful API. It's scalable, it's flexible. No query language skills are needed. Everyone can use it. The data is queried asynchronously. If you query one node, it's nearly as fast as if you query 2 or 3 nodes. The data is queried easily across multiple nodes, and the flexibility design of the software. With the flexible design of the software, you can substitute the time series DB backend. So if you don't use InfluxDB, you can maybe use Timescale or OpenTSDB. So where can I get it? The current state is a work in progress state, so it will be populated at github.com/inexio. So stay tuned, and thank you.